Okay, and we are back for the third and final hour. I have the Poopmeister himself on. He said we're going to talk about muffins, but I don't have a clue what that means, so I'm going to let him explain. Welcome back to the show, Judd.
Well, you know, I guess the best way to, you know, describe good muffins is they're crispy on the outside and they're delectable and tender on the inside, you know, where they just melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
Now, I got some muffin recipes that are just amazing. And I was mentioning to you there before about a cookbook for the homeless.
Uh-huh.
This is how I'm going to, you know, write the preface to cookbook for the homeless.
Is that
it starts out with a bunch of obscenities directed at the Republicans and the Democrats.
Right.
Because there's absolutely no damn reason in the world why this country's in the effing mess that it is.
Well,
these Republicans and Democrats are enemies of the state.
That they are.
Oh, hell yes, they are. Yes, they are. And I got a news flash. This ought to make everybody just happier than clams.
Okay.
The district attorney down there in Atlanta that's fixing to indict mobster Donnie.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's several articles that have appeared the last couple of days that my old buddy there, Mafia Don, is going to get smacked with mobster-style racketeering charges.
Okay.
So even the prosecutor in Atlanta gets it.
Yeah.
And Melania is ratting him out. Melania is done with old Donnie Mafia.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you know, there's only so much money that I guess a woman will accept to let a pig like that kiss on her. Poor old mobster Donnie, buddy. I tell you what. That little thing you did with Stormy Daniels when Melania was pregnant with your son, uh-huh. When you were cheating on your wife when she was pregnant, Donnie. That one's coming home to bite you right on that fat ass of yours.
Yeah, but isn't he the original Teflon Don?
I don't know, but back to the muffins. Let's go back to the muffins. Donald Trump literally makes my stomach turn. Kind of like the Joe Biden. I get real nauseated when, you know, I have to talk about Biden too.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's almost as bad as having to, you know, discuss the Clintons. That's a real vomit maker there. And Obama. Remember that Common Core curriculum that Obama was jamming down everybody's throats, the Common Core thing?
Yeah. Oh, blah, blah.
Well, the publisher of the Common Core curriculum got like a $360 million contract from the Obama administration to publish all the books, right?
Yeah.
So when Obama left the White House and retired, the publishing company that got that big Common Core publishing contract, they gave him a book deal worth $60
million.
Now, if that's not 10% for the big guy,
uh-huh.
I don't know what the hell is.
Exactly. But Obama was the big guy, right?
Obama just makes you want to vomit, like Clinton and.
Well, they all make Bush me want to. They all make me want to vomit.
Yeah, I mean, this is the whole preface. You know, this is the preface for the homeless cookbook.
They all make me want to vomit.
Now, I got a message to all these nutcase idiot Trump fans.
Yeah.
You people are mentally ill. There's psychiatric treatment for it. Go get some.
Well, you could say that about the Democratic voters too.
Oh, absolutely. I you know, there'll probably be a 2 to 3 week wait to see your psychiatrist because the Democrats and the Republicans will, you know, be in there before you can make an appointment to see your shrink.
Uh-huh.
That's not funny anymore, ladies and gentlemen. This ain't funny. These slobs, these stinking slobs, and I could drop probably a dozen F-bombs here, but I don't want to get Annie upset.
No, we don't want to do that.
These stinking slobs have robbed our nation blind.
That they have.
You know, you go on out in, you know, the part of town where people are living in their station wagon or people are sleeping in their cars or, you know, they've had to move into the RV and they're sleeping, you know, wherever they can park. And then you got 11 Russian and Chinese warships.
What?
Right off the coast, 11.
Yeah.
Chinese and Russian warships right off the coast of Alaska.
Yeah. Well, there's millions of people. There's millions of people sleeping in the streets of California.
Well, it's not just California. It's all over the nation.
Yeah.
The East Coast is horrible.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And there's no reason for this, folks. There's no reason for it all. We used to make our own T-shirts. We used to make our own boxer shorts and panties. We made our own socks. We made our own sneakers. We made our own dungarees. We made all of our... Remember New Britain, Stanley Tool Corporation, New Britain, Connecticut?
Uh-huh.
They made all their own tool. Yeah, we had manufacturing here.
Yeah.
But the Wall Street slime bags and their... Bankster, gangster, can I say effers? Effers is okay.
Yeah.
That's, I'm trying to keep Annie happy without, you know.
I know. It comes with 40 plus years of doing this, doesn't it?
Oh, man. I hear you know, I was talking to a friend the day before yesterday, and he's granted me the privilege, the high privilege of broadcasting from an old pavilion that sits on top of a mountain.
Uh-huh.
I'll be able to broadcast to Venezuela and Honduras and all the way down to the tip of South America, all the way up to Greenland and Iceland, Nova Scotia.
Uh-huh.
Sits on top of a mountain. And I got news for the Republicans and the Democrats. I'm going to burn you down because this country can't suffer any more of your garbage. You see this Mitch McConnell boob? Mitch McConnell boob. What a boob.
Uh-huh.
And this Dianne Feinstein. I mean, heck, her skin's falling off her bones. She's so old. Retire. Retire, Mitch McConnell. Retire.
Their skin's falling off their skeletons. Their skeletons.
God, I mean, she's 81 or something.
Looks more like 181.
Well, I just finished my dinner, you know, and let's talk. You know, here's my concern, and this is real. This is the meat and potatoes of today's cabal show. I've got, you know, friends that are suffering with some pretty serious medical conditions. And these doctors and insurance companies are like the La Costa Nostra. I mean, they want you to do 5,000 backflips and hand them over gobs of money before they'll even make an appointment for you.
Uh-huh.
And you got to have referrals. And if you don't have referrals, I guess you just get to die.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I'm talking about pancreatitis, and I'm talking about, you know, what do you call that, tumors and cysts and stuff that take over the kidney and liver. And you've got all kind of cardiac and and pulmonary conditions that, boy, I can't touch you. You need a super duper specialist.
Yeah, I know.
And if you don't have a referral, you just gotta die.
I have all that. I know it. I know what it. I know what it's like.
It's Steve. Steve. Mr. Rogers. Mr. Roberts. You know, I cut my teeth on consumer protection law.
Yeah.
And I cut my teeth on the RICO racketeering statutes. And when you have these doctors and insurance companies setting up a maze, a plethora of preconditions that you got to jump through all kind of hoops, and you got to do backflips and get referrals and approvals, and then here's a news flash for all. Here's a news flash for all of them. I have a family member that was an agent for Blue Cross Blue Shield for about 25 years.
Uh-huh.
I saw all the bull, Pookie. Is that okay, Eddie, bull, Pookie?
Yeah.
I hope that made Eddie happy. I have seen the way that these uber-wealthy stinking slobs and their organized criminal cabals of corporations prey. They prey upon the American people. You ain't getting your paycheck until that insurance is deducted.
I know it.
No. And they won't even see you down the doctor's office till the insurance company says it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a couple of books full of reasons why they won't approve you. Because there's no profits in, taking care of their patients. The only way they profit is if they take your insurance payments and then give you a bunch of bull pookie.
For life.
And tell you to go die.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. Go get you a copy of the Yellow Pages. Remember that old book called the Yellow Pages?
Uh-huh.
Before the internet? Yeah, get you a copy of the Yellow Pages there. And look at all the doctors that accept Medicare and Medicaid. But try to get a damn appointment over there. Boy, you got to have a referral. You got to have a primary care physician that's in our network.
Pretty much.
And their mafia and their organized crime syndicate and their insurance cabal. And meanwhile, while we're talking about biscuit remedies and, the cookbook for the homeless people, you know how many people are dying in the most squalid conditions you can think of?
Yes, I do.
They're finding, dead sisters and dead brothers and dead mothers and dead grandpas and, the hell they're finding dead children that are half baked and still with the windows up in their car because it ran out of gas and the air conditioning failed. Living in the street in America. And I watch these absolute stinking boobs carrying on about, we can't impeach Joe Biden. Don't impeach Joe Biden. That would be an embarrassment to the Republican and the Democratic Party. Can't impeach Joe Biden.
Right.
And Donald Trump, don't even say anything about Donald Trump or the brown shirt Nazis and bikers for Trump might beat you up.
Yeah.
I got a message for Donald Trump. You fat slob. Go away, Donald Trump, before somebody gets a hold of you. I think it's too late. I think he's on his way to prison. And he's, you see the way he's running his mouth against the prosecutors?
No, I don't pay much attention.
He's calling them insane, and he's calling them animals. Shows you what a deal maker. He's the best at the art of the deal. When you're guiltier than sin, Donald, the best thing you can do, pal, is get the prosecutors and judges just as mad at you as possible. Hell, even Bill Maher is going to testify against him.
Bill Maher?
Mike Pence. You see what Mike Pence said about his lawyers?
No, but what has Bill Maher got to do?
he's going to testify that, you know, Trump's a threat to the national security.
Oh.
Well, and he is. The guy's nuts. Donald Trump is a pathetic, fake loser. He lost to Joe Biden. He lost to Poops His Pants Brandon. You know how embarrassing that's got to be?
Yeah.
He had to go home and say, Melania, I lost to Brandon. And I'll bet you Melania just busted out laughing.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, when you're pregnant with what's that kid's name?
I don't have a clue.
Isn't his name Brandon?
No, I don't have a clue what it is. Some weird name.
You're pregnant with Trump's baby, and he's out there diddling with, you know.
Yeah.
What's her name here?
Stormy, yeah.
Stormy, the big hoe, Daniels?
Yeah.
She knew he was married. She knew he was married.
Uh-huh.
And Melania knew he was married when he was messing around with her, too.
Barron.
Back when, you know, in the Jeff Epstein days with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Barron
and
Trump.
And the Clintons. I tell you where Melania should have known is on Trump's wedding day.
Did you say Bill?
Clinton, you know, yeah, well, Bill and Hillary were at the wedding.
Yeah, but
and there's Bill. He's got his hand right on Melania's butt.
Uh-huh.
And Melania's got she's holding hands with Bill.
You said Bill Maher earlier, but didn't you mean Barr? Bill Barr?
Clinton. Bill Barr, yeah.
Bill Barr, okay.
Bill Barr, Mr. CIA lawyer Billy Barr.
Oh, okay.
See, he's going to testify against Clinton, or against Trump. Clinton? Trump? Clinton? Clinton Trump?
Whatever, they're all the same, yeah.
They're all the same, yeah. So, yeah, the most excellent way to make cornbread muffins is you take about a third of a cup of mayonnaise, maybe a half a cup if you really want to make them moist, pinch of salt, a little bit of oil, not a lot, maybe, I don't know, two or three tablespoons of good oil, and then take, you know, a couple of cups of cornmeal and whip it all up in a bowl. Butter you up a good muffin pan. And then I always, when I made them when I was a kid, I'd get a bottle of corn syrup or Karo syrup.
Uh-huh.
And I'd put a splash of Karo syrup on the top of the muffins while they baked. And I'd have glazed cornbread. Oh, that stuff was good out of the oven. It smelled so good as it baked. Yep. Get you a couple sausages and you live like a king. Right? I told you we'd talk about muffins.
Yeah.
Better than talking about sewage.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
You want to talk about some sewage for a while?
That's true. No, we can stay on muffins.
You know, I tell people to just go look at England. Look what they're doing to England. And you look at the sewage. I mean, they literally are drowning in it. They spread sewage all over England in massive quantities. And then people wonder why the House of Windsor is so wealthy.
Yeah.
You know why the House of Windsor is so wealthy?
From
the sewage makes people sick and they got to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And pay King Charlie all that money to, you know, cure them of whatever disease they got from the sewage.
Uh-huh.
It's a vicious circle, man. And if I were kidding, that's the funny part. If I were kidding, it'd be funny.
Yeah.
And the people, guess what England does to its citizens? Take one bit. How's your radar working today?
How's my radar working?
Your crystal ball. What does England do to its people?
Well, besides the same thing they do with every government is doing it to the world, to their people. Poisoning
us. They fluoridate their citizens on a grand scale.
Yeah.
Everybody is fed fluoride. Because, you know, have you ever read much about fluoride?
Yeah.
And it makes you a genius.
Yeah, it does. It makes you a genius. Makes you a big makes you a sports fan, and you know all of the celebrities too. Plus they're putting atrazine in the water supplies too though.
Yeah, that's where all the man titties are coming from.
Yep.
Fluoridated, what do they call those things? Non-binary?
Yeah.
That's where all the non-binaries are coming from, the atrazine.
One of the 63 genders, yeah.
Oh, man, does it get any crazier than this, Steve?
Oh, man, well, what's that old saying? Life is crazier than fiction or something?
No. There's a bumper sticker, and it's everybody's seen it. Too, you know, everybody knows about this bumper sticker. It says shit happens.
Yeah.
I said it. Sorry, Annie. You can give me hell about it later.
You get
shit happens.
You get one oops.
that's what happens to muffins, by the way. Sorry. That was a little dry, wasn't it?
I didn't really get that one, but
it was a little dry.
Yeah.
God, I'll tell you what, I just hope that when the people that realize Donald Trump has done nothing but made fools out of them, holy smack, some of these redneck people are so stupid, it's staggering. And some of the people that are like,
well, I think there's about
bikers. I know some people that, you know, are fairly intelligent bikers. But there are some that are so dumb, it's beyond belief.
Right.
Yeah, all they're interested in is guns and motorcycles and VJs.
Yeah. And
that's it.
And Trump.
That's the only thing they think about.
And Trump.
Oh, yeah, Donnie, Mafia Mobster Don.
Teflon.
I find that very funny. You know, I've been running around here the last few years making it very clear. I made a bunch of videos about Mobster Donald.
Uh-huh.
And now the prosecutor in Atlanta is fixing to hit him under mafia racketeering law. I mean, I think that Jack Smith did, too. Got him for racketeering violations, defrauding the United States government.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to say one thing here. Hunter Biden is a pig. And his father is a pig, too.
He's a crack pig.
Well, a crack pig, that's right. The sad thing about this America is, even though the muffin recipe were pretty good, that cornbread muffin's good with the K-Row syrup. I stake my life on that. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Rachel Ray, eat your heart out, sweetheart. You know you can make cornbread muffins with mayonnaise, didn't you?
Right. And beer.
Beer makes them light because of the yeast in the beer. But in short, the American people really need to knock it off and grow up, quit acting like a bunch of morons. And here's my proof. You know,
well,
a lot of these Euro trash types, these boat people from Europe,
you know,
came over here and killed all the Native Americans and stole everything in sight. You know, they stole everything. They had 5,000 years of savagery in Europe. The white people killed each other like crazy over all the real estate in Europe and, you know, the Far East and the Middle East and the
yeah.
Africa. I mean, yeah, them white people are nothing but savages. They slaughtered each other for 5,000 years before mm-hmm. they came to the coasts.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Virginia.
And yeah. then they, well, you know.
Them white people, violent.
500.
Yeah, they 500, each other. It never ends.
500 years ago, they figured out that there was brown skin people that they could terrorize and kill.
The Mexicans are more American than the white people. Hell, yeah. You know, the Cherokee and the the Penobscot and the Oneida and the Iroquois and the Mohawk and the Mohegan and, mm-hmm. you know, all the Apache and Blackfoot and Ute, the Ute Indians, and the, they're all more American than the Eurotrash.
Uh-huh.
And Don Trump, go and take your family and go back to Bavaria. Go on back to Germany, Donald Trump. Take your Nazi freaking, you know.
Are you kidding? He's a Ashkenazi.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you there. I've seen him French kissing the wall more than once. He just, you know, I'm sorry, folks, but there is no DNA test for Canadian. There is no DNA test for people from New Jersey either.
Yeah.
There is no DNA test for Judaism. It doesn't exist. Jews are not an ethnicity. Jews are not a race.
Well, I was told just the, I was emphatically told the opposite.
That's not true. It ain't true.
I know it ain't true, but this guy said that, no, Jew was a race according to the DNA records.
Yeah, well, I got news for the goofball. Ask him what an Israelite is.
Uh-huh.
And ask him what a Hebrew is. And then ask him what a Philistine is. And ask him what a Nazarene is. See, people run around and they got this idea in their mind that Jesus Christ was the king of the Jews. That's the way they mocked him before he was murdered to censor him and shut him up. They murdered Jesus to silence him. And he wasn't a Jew. He was a Nazarene. He was a Philistine. He was a Palestinian. And I don't care how many Jews you line up. Oh, Witham's anti-Semitic. Witham's Semitic this, anti-Semitic that. Tell me, Mr. Roberts, precisely what is a Semite?
Semites are
does that include Arabs?
Yeah, it does, actually.
So it can't just be Jews, right? That
right.
belong to the Judean church?
Right.
Or I tell you, the Judean temple?
Mm-hmm.
I know a few things about the Bible because, you see, I'm going to be 67, and I was raised Catholic. You ever heard, you know, that's the correct pronunciation is Catholic.
Right.
Like Catholicism. And I was also raised Presbyterian. And then all my friends and stuff growing up, and as I, you know, became an adult, and yada, 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 I've been to just about every kind of church you can think of, even the LDS Mormon church. Even those wackadoodles.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they found out I wasn't, I had been attending a Mormon priesthood for a couple of years, and when they found out I was a Baptist, they started calling me the spy. I was a spy. I got as deep into their priesthood meeting. They thought I was LDS priesthood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew more about the Old Testament than they did. I could sit there and, you know, service and just talk all about that talking ass. Have you ever read about the talking ass in Isaiah?
No.
Yeah, his name was Donald Trump. Oh, boy. I'm sorry, Donald, but America does not need your kind of fraud.
Yeah. Do you know Christianity was actually went to Africa before it come to Europe?
Who did?
Christianity. Christianity came up in Africa before it came up in Europe.
I know this for a fact. I addressed a large group of physicists and scientists at Duke University about 7-8 years ago. They'd been talking for a couple hours about the Big Bang and how everything started 18 and a half billion years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so I knew what I was going to do before I went to this symposium. I couldn't wait to get up the next morning. I jumped into my boots and drove like a madman over to Durham, in North Carolina. And I sat in the audience, and I knew what I was going to do. I was just like a horse chomping at the bit, you know. So as soon as they opened things up for questions and comments, bam, I jumped on my feet. I was the first one in there. I timed it perfectly, too. I just busted right into the conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I did this on purpose. So I asked all these scientists a couple of questions. I said, okay, 18 and a half billion years ago, there was a big bang. Now, what is it exactly that blew up?
It was nothing, Judd. Nothing.
Wait a minute.
Nothing
I'm
blew
not
up.
Done. You know, where precisely did it exist exactly? And how long had it been there?
Everything come from nothing. Didn't you know that?
All them scientists were dumbfounded. not one of them even made a squeak. None of them made a peep.
That's the premise of it.
They froze.
That's the premise of their argument, Judd. Everything came
That's
from
not
nothing.
Bad for the poopmeister, I stumped the best scientists they got.
Everything came
Steve,
from nothing.
I am not making that up. That's not a joke. It's the truth. I stumped the best scientists they got.
Yeah. Well, the truth is, Judd, they don't know how old anything is, because there are nine false assumptions that to the carbon-14 dating process. False assumptions.
I've studied the carbon dating, you know, stuff, and some of it is, you know, rather flawed, and some of it's kind of sort of accurate. It's kind of like that when you get pulled over by the police and they got that, you know, narcotics test kit, and if it turns blue, you're going to jail.
Uh-huh.
You ever had that happen?
Nope.
I'm just checking.
I haven't been stupid enough to be pulled over for anything. I've been a good little boy for 36 years.
I had a good one today. I was driving along in the National Forest, and the National Park Police had some poor sucker pulled over and had their blue bubblegum lights flashing. And
yeah.
I was thinking to myself, man, they must not have any donuts around here or something. So I pulled in this rest area, and I had to use the restroom. So I go in and I do my businesses, and I'm coming out of the restroom. This park ranger's coming in with his gun and his pepper spray and his taser and his, you know, he looks like a jackbooted Nazi thug, right?
Uh-huh.
So I looked at him, I said, where are you going?
Come on, Judd, he has powers.
Well, I figured he was looking for me because I got long hair, you know. But he said, I'm going to the bathroom. And I just kind of nodded my head and walked right past him, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I get out by my vehicle, and sure enough, there's the National Park Police Park right next to my vehicle. And the first thing the female officer said to me is, she said, where are you coming from? You know what I told her?
I don't answer questions. I don't answer questions.
I'm coming from the bathroom.
Should have told her, you don't answer questions.
Which shut her down. It scrambled her little eggs, man. She didn't know how to come back to that. She didn't know what to say. And so I got my van and I started driving away, and she starts gesturing me with her hand to put my seatbelt on.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, lady, I'm only going over to the other side of the parking lot. I came to this rest area to do some reading. You know, I didn't say nothing to her. I just kind of shook my head like, yeah, okay, sure. I drove away. So I pulled around the parking lot a little bit, and I found the shade tree, and I parked, and I started using my tablet. And sure enough, here they come, man, and they're just scoping me out like they're going to take me down for being a tourist in the national park in a rest area.
Hey, Judd,
yeah.
do you know the police, they break six federal laws every time they pull someone over?
You know, the invasion of privacy and impeding the free travel of a person comes with certain prerequisites, as in, you know, the Terry stop type material.
Right.
As in, why did you pull me over?
Uh-huh.
You know, they got to have some kind of a reasonably articulated reason as to why they are stopping you. And, you know, it's the most reasonable circumstance for somebody to say, why'd you pull me over?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I want to pay very close attention to what I'm going to tell you right now. I have a pretty good-sized diesel farm truck and a really long trailer. It's almost 40 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And I put a 12-foot-wide, 14-foot-tall, 24-foot-long building on the trailer and was pulling it down the interstate with my diesel truck. And I'd traveled about 150 miles praying every time I went underneath the bridge overpass that the peak of that building wasn't going to get shredded. So I make it almost home, almost to my place. And this is true. This is not a made-up story. I get pulled over by the state police. And he comes up to the truck, and he starts asking me for registrations and insurance and all kind of stuff. And I said, well, it's not registered. And there's no insurance on it. And I think one of my brake lights is out. And I don't have an overload over width, you know, permit, and I don't have a tail vehicle, and I told them everything I'd done wrong.
Uh-huh.
So I absolutely swear to God. He goes back to his state trooper cruiser, and he starts writing up tickets, like about 18 or 19 or 20 tickets, right?
Right.
So I still got the tickets. I saved them as a souvenir.
Yeah.
So he comes back to the truck. He ran my license. I know I did have a license. He comes up to the truck and he says, well, I'm going to give you two choices. He said, I can shoot you in the leg or I can give you a warning.
Really?
Now, to this day, Steve, I don't have a limp.
Shoot you in the leg.
That's what he said. He said, I can shoot you in the leg or I can give you a warning. So, you know, my building's back at my little farm there. The building's set up nice. And, I've got to really eat some crow and take back a lot of shit that I've ever said about law enforcement, because I think he's seen enough as a state trooper. This is a state trooper, dude.
Uh-huh.
A state trooper. Oh, yeah, man. He had blue lights and everything. I love it. He's a friend of mine. I've known him forever.
Oh.
He knows that when push comes to shove, and if this nation has to, you know, have civil Revolutionary War 2.0.
Uh-huh.
It's coming, Steve.
I know it is.
Oh, yeah, they've spent us into oblivion.
Uh-huh, I know it is.
Now they want to go to keystroke CBDC.
Yeah, yep.
You know what that is, the central bank digital currency?
Central bank digital, they can turn your life off whenever they feel
it. It's worthless crap. It has no intrinsic value at all.
I know, they can, yeah. Exactly, and
so,
they can turn.
I mean, you got hillbilly kind of country friends, right?
And they, yeah,
ask them how many times in their whole life they used the word intrinsic in a sentence.
they first want to know what it means.
Boy,
they'll
look at you, man. They'll get mad and they'll say,
"They want to know
what?
They want to know what it means first, yeah."
There is no value to keystrokes, folks. And that's what they're going to, you see, oh boy, last month, Poops His Pants Brandon
yeah,
borrowed $288 billion in 1 month.
Yeah.
In one lousy month, $288 billion on the credit card.
Uh-huh.
Now, during Donald Trump's greatest economy ever. He had the super duper greatest economy ever. He borrowed $7 trillion in 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, super duper economy, Donald. That's real cool, buddy. $7 trillion on the credit cards. Yeah, super duper. And I mean, when this train derails, and it's already halfway off the track, you know that.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
How are they going to pay back the fake money that they borrowed?
They're not going to pay it back.
Are they going to use fake money to pay it back?
Yeah, they're just going to steal it. That's all.
Yeah, they're going to work it out of the serfs, the peasants, and all the American people.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was sitting in a restaurant. I swear to you. I was talking to a veteran, sort of like what we're talking about here on your show.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, this lady, I'm not talking to that her. I'm not talking to her friends. They're sitting at another table, you know, over there. But all of a sudden, this Karen goes berserk on me and starts yelling at me in the middle of a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, rather than cause a big fight, I said, well, I don't know, keep your meal, I guess. And I stood up to leave. The manager comes out of the kitchen, starts just giving me whatnot for causing a problem in the restaurant. So I looked at the manager of the restaurant and I said, what exactly is it that I said? And he couldn't tell me. I said, you don't even know what I said, do you? And he stood there like a dumb fool. You don't even know. Have you got a transcript of what I was talking about? And he's just going to lay it on me that, you know, I'm causing a problem.
Yeah.
So I left the meal on the table and I walked out. I've been eating in that restaurant for 14 years. I'll never step foot back in that shithole. Oops, sorry, Annie. I won't go back in there. Because what I was talking about, laying right here on the seat, I'm looking at it. The 155-page memorandum of law from Judge Doughty and Judge McCluskey in Shreveport, Louisiana,
uh-huh.
where they're telling the Justice Department, and they're telling the CIA, and they're telling the Cyber Intelligence Security Agency, the CISA, and the Department of Justice, that's DOJ for, you know, people slow on the uptake. And they're telling the President of the United States and Mark Zuckerberg, and I don't think Steve Chase owns AOL anymore, but they're telling all the social media companies, you can't censor the American people.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to censor.
They don't care, though.
It'd be like censoring the cabal.
Yeah, they don't care.
Which I'm sure they do. Oh, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg does not like cancel the cabal. Hell no, man. No. It's got that Shitmeister guy on there, you know? I'm sorry, man. That sewage thing. You know, they're all worried about, you know, bird flu and the bats are sick and they're worried about the coyotes and
the pig flu.
You know, every animal, uh-huh. Birds, insects, you know.
They're worried about everybody except us.
Well, how do you think all the wildlife and how do you think, you know, the environment's getting poisoned? I mean, when they dump sewage down all the rivers and creeks and dump it in the lakes and the estuaries, how do you think the environment becomes poisoned? With microbes that are deadly. I mean, the fluoride, I swear it's got to be the fluoride. Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here.
You were dumbfounded? You were just, didn't you just, were lost for words?
No, just taking it all in.
I mean, they're poisoning the environment with raw human excrement, also known as effluent. Effluent, not affluent. Effluent.
Yeah.
Now, just so, you know, for the benefit of your listening public there, Mr. Roberts, I spent the better part of 55 years building hospitals and airports and malls and apartments and townhouses, you know, low-rise, mid-rise, and skyscrapers. I spent my entire adult career, basically, directly involved in large-scale development. I installed, built many septic field systems. I built more bathrooms than 1,000 most people. I built, you know how many bathrooms there are in a mall or a skyscraper or a hospital? I built lots of bathrooms, lots of them.
Yep.
And I know that when you gets what gets flushed down a toilet, you don't want to put that in your cornflakes.
Yeah. No, you don't.
No.
Hey,
No, you'll get sick.
Andy says Zucker Turd doesn't like Shake and Wake Radio either.
Well, I got a message for Mark Zuckerberg. I'll go in the cage with you, you little slime bag. You know, I'll take Elon Musk's place.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Mark, let's go in the cage. You chicken, Mark? You know, back in my career, I used to get in arguments with all kind of welders and, you know, steel erectors. I'd get in all kind of, you know, arguments with people pouring concrete because, you know, I had men working below them. You're not working today. You are not working above my crews. You're not scheduled to be up there welding.
Yeah.
When you're welding bridge, you know, have you ever seen the big beams go into a skyscraper?
Uh-huh.
They got welding rod as big around as your thumb.
Yeah.
And when it drops balls of slag, that stuff's just like size of cherry tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And if that gets down the back of your shirt, it's going to cause you to fall to your death.
Yeah. 4,000 degrees but coming down.
You drop a couple of pans full of concrete. You ever see concrete forms come busting loose?
No,
you know, fresh concrete. Yeah, I mean, that'll kill it. I'm not going to have my men killed working, but you're not scheduled to work above us today. You ain't doing it. And there was more than one time it became extremely violent between me and whoever the heck thought they weren't going to listen to me. I will go in the cage. You listening, Zuckerberg? With him, the shitmeister, buddy. Anywhere, anytime, say the word. Punk. He's a punk, man. The guy's a punk.
Yes, he is.
And I, you know, he can take his Judaism.
He's an Ashkenazi punk.
You know, I don't go to the Jew church. Sorry, I just don't buy it. And what the Jews did to Jesus, that wasn't cool at all. Not one bit. And what, you know, a lot of Christians have been horribly treated. And a lot of Palestinians have been horribly treated. You know? I know what the ancient maps of Palestine look like. I don't know who they think they're fooling, but they're not fooling anybody.
Yeah.
And what's sad, here's the sick part. This is the sick part. Anthony Fauci and Daszak and the Department of Defense and the CIA and that Flint goofball from BlackRock and Alphabet and Google and that whole bunch of criminals, they censored the truth about where all this COVID came from. They censored the truth about all their bio laboratories. They censored the truth about all these deadly clot shots. These so-called mRNA, they're not vaccines, folks. They are not vaccines. They're gene-altering therapy.
Yes, they are.
You want to call it therapy? I mean, therapy is even the wrong word. They're gene altering. It's
shots.
Literally altering the DNA makeup of the human being. You see the people that are dying from them?
Yeah.
People are suffering from HIV because they took 3 clot shots?
Mm-hmm.
You see the people dying of all kind of weird sudden deaths?
Yep.
And Zuckerberg and his Judaism-based farce book, that's what it is. It's a farce. It's a fascist book.
That it is.
They got together with the government and they covered it up. They censored it. I mean, if I was Mark Zuckerberg, I wouldn't even come out of the house. I'd be so embarrassed.
Not embarrassed, afraid.
You know, if he were to, like, maybe apologize, maybe say, the government threatened me, which they did. They really did. They were going to take away the immunity. Why should social media companies have immunity?
That's his story.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of it, I guarantee you that. Did you see my postings today?
No, I haven't today yet.
Well, I told these federal judges improperly filed, and they received them certified. I got notification. They received it today. These people censored in violation of the First Amendment and the Fourth and the Fifth and the Sixth and the Seventh and the Ninth and the 14th Amendment, because there's racketeering involved here. They censored millions of Americans millions of times. They didn't just violate the Constitution like a million times.
Mm-hmm.
They violated millions of Americans' First Amendment rights, and they did it millions of times. So we got millions upon millions of violations.
But Trump's going.
So I've told the judges that, Bobby Kennedy Jr. came in and he wants injunctive and declaratory relief. He wants to put his name on history, and he is. Robert Kennedy Jr. is one of the petitioners, and he wants injunctive and declaratory relief. And I told the courts, I said, no. The guilty parties here must pay. And I've told the court $10 trillion ought to cover it.
Yeah.
On behalf of I told the court, look, I'm one of those millions of people that have been censored millions of times. And Kim Hogan, she's filed one too. And other people are going to be filing them as well when they find out that we're amongst the millions of people that Zuckerberg and Dorsey and I guess Steve Chase, I think he still owns AOL, I'm not sure. Google, is it Larry Flint? What's the guy that owns BlackRock?
I don't know. Finkelstein?
All these other social media platforms, these corporations, they got to pay.
Isn't it Finkelstein or something? Or I don't know.
No, that's Garfinkel. That's the United States Attorney General. Yeah, Garfinkel.
Oh, okay. I don't pay.
Merrick Garland.
I don't pay much attention.
Family changed their name.
Is that what
they
it was?
They changed it from Garfinkel to what's his name? Merrick Garland.
Garland, okay.
No, Garland's real name, I swear, look it up, is Garfinkel. I guess I'd want to change my name, too, if it was Garfinkel. America, you got to wake up here. And you got to start taking a look up and down some of these streets where people are they're dying out there. Because they destroyed manufacturing and industry in our country. So a bunch of Wall Street multinational investment bankers could use your pension funds to gamble against you. Where's BlackRock building factories? Not in the United States.
Right. Right. Nope.
No, the Ukraine. They're going to go in and rebuild the Ukraine with the American working class pension funds.
Uh-huh.
Let that one sink in a little bit. And who do you think's going to get rich? You or Joe Biden's pals? It's the same thing with Iran and
the big guy,
Iraq and Afghanistan.
The big guy's going to
get Bush's buddies all got rich.
The big guy's going to get rich.
Yeah, 10% for the big guy. And the American people, hello, ladies and gentlemen. You look at most of the people, you go down to the Dollar General or Family Dollar, or, the dollar stores.
Uh-huh.
Ask an important question to some of the, customers down at the Dollar General, and what you realize is these people are stupid as doorstops. They don't know shit. And trust me, I'm an expert on shit. Sorry, Danny. Annie's going to beat me up.
Yep. She's going to string you up in a tree.
So, yeah, I bought me a bottle of ranch dressing and some luncheon meat and some bread. And that bread soaks up the ranch dressing real nice and makes it really moist. Oh, it's a good sandwich. Yummy. And now I'm going to... I don't know. What do you think?
Steve? What do I think about what?
Should I apologize to Mafia Don? I swear to God, if I ever caught him on a sidewalk, he'd need that Secret Service detail. Yeah, he would. I'd beat the living tar out of him. I'd beat him like a drum. What a freaking scumbag. He doesn't have any honor.
None of them do. None of them do.
It makes me sick when I remember what he said about, you know, going around and grabbing women. It's okay because he's a star.
Uh huh.
And I was thinking to myself, you know, I got daughters and sisters and a mother and a grandma and aunts and stuff. You ever grab one of my family members that way, Donald Trump, and they're going to have to teach you how to walk again. The Secret Service doesn't like it. Too bad. Tough. Who do you people think you are? Nazis? Are y'all Nazis?
Of course they are.
The answer is, oh, of course they are. And that's as un-American as it gets. And that goes double for Hunter Biden, you know? You see some of the pictures of him with them little girls?
Uh-huh.
And he thinks it's okay because he's in Malaysia doing it.
Yeah.
I guess he's somewhere, you know, he's in the Philippines, or I don't know where he's at, Korea.
Taiwan, probably.
Playing them little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's having sex with little girls. And he's living in the White House and snorting coke.
Mm-hmm. With the big guy.
The Secret Service. I got news for you, man.
Doing it with the big guy.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. You know, I just hope that we don't wind up in a freaking war with China and Russia.
Yeah. We got about a minute.
Iran and North Korea. I mean, you know, these people, I think they're begging for World War III.
Sure
so
they
we'll,
are.
We'll quit, you know. Yeah, so we'll be distracted.
Yep. We got about a minute left.
And can make a lot of money.
We only got about a minute left here, Judd.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this, Stephen, Roberts, Annie, Shake and Wake Radio. You are, without any doubt, the last vestige of freedom and liberty in America. You're wonderful people. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I hope I didn't say anything that, you know, got Annie mad at me.
Well, you just got to watch your P's and Q's. That's all.
Okay, P's and Q's. What are those? Is that like, what do they call that thing? Anonymous? Anon?
No.
Stick to the plan? P's and Q's. Okay, Steve, next time.
All right. Have a good day. All right, folks. That's it for me. No song at the end, and I'm just going to drop it. Of course, you probably knew that already, so hope to see everyone tomorrow. That's me and Roger.